morning, brothers and sisters.
早上好，弟兄姊妹们。
Let's have a quick, one more short prayer.
我们再有一点祷告。
Father, we thank you for the privilege to come before you this morning.
天父，我们感谢你给我们这样的权利，能来到你的面前。
And Father, we thank you that you are here with us this morning.
天父，我们谢谢你在我们当中。
We trust that you want to say something to us.
我们相信你要向我们说话。
Each one of us here.
对我们每一个人说话。
And I pray that what man speaks this morning, you would cast away.
我们所有的拦阻我们的，你都拿去。
But that which you are speaking to us, may that remain.
所有的你想要我们说对我们说的，请向我们显明。
In Jesus' name, we pray.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名求。Amen.
Actually, I think the hymn we sang, "Let the beauty of Jesus be seen in me," that pretty much sums up the message this morning.
我们今天唱的诗歌但愿耶稣的美丽从我显现呢，把我的这个信息呢都一个很好的总结。
Let the beauty of Jesus be seen in me.
让但愿耶稣的美丽从我显现。
All his wonderful passion and purity.
耶稣所有清洁温柔与甘甜。
O thou Spirit divine,
求你用你的圣灵
all my nature refine,
来炼净我的性情
till the beauty of Jesus be seen in me.
直至耶稣的美丽从我显现。
This is the heart, whoever wrote Albert Orsborn.
我们写这个诗歌的是有一个弟兄 Albert.
It was in this brother's heart for this to be a reality.
这首诗歌的这个意思呢，就在这个弟兄的心中。
May it be the desire in our hearts for this to be a reality also.
也让我们的心里有渴慕这样的一个实际能够呈现在我们的里面。
Because there's also this one person who wants to see this reality in each of his children as well.
我们也知道有一个人特别的希望在神的儿女当中这也成为现实。
And that's our Heavenly Father.
这是我们的天父。
Please turn to Colossians chapter 1.
我们翻到哥罗西书第一章。
Verse 1 to 12.
第一节到十二节。
Colossians chapter 1, 1 to 12.
哥罗西书一章第一节到十二节。
I will read through in English and then we will read through in Chinese.Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, by the will of God, and Timothy, our brother, to the holy and faithful brothers in Christ at Colossae. Grace and peace to you from God our Father. We always thank God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, when we pray for you, because we have heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and of the love you have for all the saints.The faith and love that spring from the hope that is stored up for you in heaven, and that you have already heard about in the word of truth, the gospel, truth, the gospel that has come to you. All over the world, this gospel is bearing fruit and growing, just as it has been doing among you since the day you heard it and understood God's grace in all its truth.You learned it from Epaphras, our dear fellow servant, who was a faithful minister of Christ on our behalf, and who also told us of your love in the Spirit. For this reason, since the day we heard about you, we have not stopped praying for you and asking God to fill you with the knowledge of His will through all spiritual wisdom and understanding.And we pray this in order that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and may please Him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work, growing in the knowledge of God, being strengthened with all power according to His glorious might, so that you may have great endurance and patience, and joyfully giving thanks to the Father who has qualified you.To share in the inheritance of the saints in the kingdom of light.
格罗西书第一章第一节，奉神旨意做基督耶稣使徒的保罗和兄弟提摩太，写信给格罗西的圣徒，在基督里有忠心的弟兄，愿恩惠平安从神我们的父归于你们。我们感谢神，我们主耶稣基督的父，常常为你们祷告，因听见你们在基督耶稣里的信心，并向众圣徒的爱心，是为那给你们存在天上的盼望。这盼望就是你们从前在福音真理的道上所听见的，这福音传到你们那里，也传到普天之下，并且结果增长，如同在你们中间，自从你们听见福音，真知道神恩惠的日子一样。正如你们从我们所亲爱一同做仆人的以巴弗所学的，他为我们做了基督忠心的执事，也把你们因圣灵所存的爱心告诉了我们。因此我们自从听见的日子，也就为你们不住的感祷告祈求，愿你们在一切属灵的智慧悟性上满心知道神的旨意，好叫你们行事为人对得起主，凡事蒙他喜悦，在一切善事上结果子，渐渐的多知道神，照他荣耀的全能得以在各样的力上加力，好叫你们凡事欢欢喜喜的忍耐宽容，又感谢父，叫我们能与众生徒在光明中同得基业。
The last time I visited with you, we shared about good tree and bad tree.
上次我们到弟兄姊妹当中，我分享到好树与坏树。
Only a good tree can bear good fruit.
只有好树能结好果子。
And a bad tree can only bear bad fruit.
坏树只能结坏果子。
It's not by effort or trial.
不是经过我们的努力或者我们经过的试炼。
But it's in the nature of a good tree to bear good fruit.
这是在好树的这样的这个树的本质上，它能结出好的果子。
And it's in the nature of a bad tree to only bear bad fruit.
坏树它本质就要结它坏的果子。
Every single one of us here were born as bad trees.
我们这些从天然所生的坐在这里的都是坏树。
Only capable of bearing bad fruit.
我们只能够结坏果子。
But by the grace of God, today, many of us here have been transformed.
但是借着神的恩典，我们现在很多在座的都已经改变。
Because God has planted a good tree in our hearts.
因为神在我们心中种了一个好树。
And it is God's desire that we bear much fruit.
这是神的心意，让我们要多结果子。
And when we bear this good fruit,
当我们结好果子的时候，
It brings glory to our Father in heaven.
就给天上的父带来荣耀。
The Colossian church was actually not planted by Paul himself.
哥罗西的教会呢是不是保罗所自己建立。
It was planted by Epaphras, who was a co-worker of Paul.
哥罗西教会呢是以巴弗是保罗的同工在那里建立的。
When Paul heard that A church had been planted in Colossae. He rejoiced with other brothers and sisters, and he began praying for them.
当保罗听说在哥罗西这里有一个教会的时候，他就和其他弟兄姊妹一同的欢喜快乐。
Not soon after the church was planted, some Judaizers came to the church and started to influence them to try to teach them things.
当哥罗西教会建立的起初，有很多信犹太教的来影响这个教会。
They wanted to introduce Jewish customs to them.
他们想把犹太的一些的这样的规条来介绍给他们。
They told them that, okay, you are Christians, but you also need to be circumcised.
他们说你是基督徒，但是你也需要受割礼。
And you need to obey the Moses laws.
你也需要来尊重摩西的律法。
So when Paul heard about this, he wrote this letter to them.
当保罗听到这一些的时候，他就写了哥罗西书。
He was trying to tell them that the outward things doesn't count.
他是要告诉哥罗西的圣徒，在外面的事情并不重要。
What counts is on the inside.
真正重要的是我们内在的。
We read 12 verses. We're just going to pick up a few points from them.
我们读了十二节，我们来总结几点。
In verse 9 it says, For this reason, since the day we heard about you, we have not stopped praying for you and asking God to fill you with the knowledge of His will through all spiritual wisdom and understanding.
第九节，因此我们自从听见的日子，也就为你们不住的祷告祈求，愿你们在一切属灵的智慧悟性上满心知道神的旨意。
So as soon as Paul heard about their salvation, he started to pray for them.
当保罗听到他们救恩得救的时候，他们就保罗就为他们不住的祷告。
He prayed for them unceasingly.
他不住的为他们祈求祷告。
But if you notice, it says not only he, but it says we have not stopped praying for you.
这里不只指的保罗，他顶上讲到我们就为你们不住的。
Timothy also shared this burden with Paul to pray for this church in Colossae.
提摩太也分享保罗这个为哥罗西圣徒祷告的负担。
So at least Timothy and Paul, probably some other brothers, had a prayer meeting for this church every day.
所以我们知道，至少是有提摩太和保罗，或者还有其他弟兄姊妹为着哥罗西教会来祷告。
It is so wonderful when brothers and sisters pray together.
我们一起能够来祷告是何等的美好。
When the brothers and sisters pray together, the Lord blesses the prayer meeting in ways that we may not necessarily appreciate right away.
我们弟兄姊妹一同来聚集祷告的时候呢，我们或许不能马上看到它的果效。
Of course, it may be we pray for something and a miracle happens and we appreciate it right away.
有时候我们祷告以后呢，神给我们一个神迹奇事，那我们就可以马上知道啊，神听我们的祷告。
But in terms of things that we learn deep inside of us, sometimes it takes a while for us to see that and recognize that and appreciate that.
但是大多数情况，我们是祷告以后呢，神要在我们的里面深处做工作啊，这些事情呢需要一些时间。
For me, going to the prayer meeting started about 10 years ago.
当对我来说呢，是去教会的祷告会呢，大约是十年以前。
I was at a Bible study when a brother mentioned that, you know, I forget what we were talking about, but I just remember the brother mentioning this. The brother said, you know, some people go to the prayer meeting when something happens.
我记得有一次是在读经的聚会中呢，有个弟兄讲到，我们去祷告会的时候呢，就一些事情有发生。
Some brothers and sisters go to the prayer meeting if there's a special request, something happens to the family, somebody's hurt or is sick. And there's an urgent need.
有时候呢，我们去祷告聚会是因为我们家庭中有人生病，或者是有人发生其他的意外，我们到祷告聚会来为这个事情祷告。
At that point in time, I was not going to the prayer meetings.
在那个时候，我还没有去祷告聚会。
So when I heard this, I said to myself, you know, I don't want to go to the prayer meeting like that. The first time I go to the meeting is because I have some need.
我那个时候我就想，我不想去祷告聚会，因为我常常是我去聚会是因为我有需要。
So I determined to go to the prayer meetings.
我这次呢就决定要去祷告聚会。
I realize now that my motive at that point was not very noble.
我现在回想呢，我当时去祷告聚会的目的呢不是一定很纯正。
But despite the reasons and the motives that I started to go to the prayer meeting,
尽管我的目的或者是我的原因不是很纯正，但是呢我还是开始了去祷告聚会。
When I started to go to the prayer meeting, it wasn't like the Lord looked at me and said, What are you doing here? You know, like the kind of asking like that.
我起初去祷告聚会呢，并不是主并不是对我说，你到为什么到这儿来？
It seemed like the Lord see me come in.Hey, welcome. I'm glad you're here.
但是我当时的感觉是主看到我，他就说，非常欢迎你到祷告聚会。
So in the beginning, I didn't know how to pray in public. I didn't know what was going on, but I just went.
在起初的时候呢，我不知道如何在众人面前祷告，也不知道发生的一些事情，但是呢，我还是去了。
There are many blessings that I could think of, but just one thing that remains in my heart.
我想到这多年来好多的好处, 但是呢, 我其中一个特别的,
and that is, as I started to go and brothers and sisters share during the prayer meeting,
当我开始去, 弟兄姊妹就在祷告聚会中有, 一同的交通和分享,
and making prayer requests,
有些是提出祷告的事项,
it was through those sharing and through those requests that the Lord seemed to reveal Himself.
所以有时候我就觉得是在我们一同交通一同这样交流的时候呢神就向我们显现
The Lord was opening His heart and allowing me to take a peek into His heart.
神就向我打开他的心 让我们能够看到神内心的事情
The Lord was telling me, this is my church.
主对我说,
I am concerned about this church.
我非常关心这些的,
this is what's going on in my church.
这是,
and I would like you to know about it. And I would like you to be involved in co-working with me by praying for my church.
我希望你能够参与进来和我一同的同工来在教会的建造上努力。
So not only did I get to know other brothers and sisters through the prayer meetings,
不仅我可以借着祷告聚会来认识弟兄姊妹们,
I got to know the Lord's heart a little bit better through those prayer meetings.
我也借着这些的祷告聚会呢, 我能够对神的心意有更好的了解。
So Paul has been praying for them unceasingly.
保罗为着他们不住的感谢祷告。
And what is something that he has been praying for them?
保罗为他们祷告什么事情呢?
Verse 9 says, For this reason, since the day we heard about you, we have not stopped praying for you and asking God to fill you with the knowledge of His will through all spiritual wisdom and understanding.
第九节说, 因此我们自从听见你的日子, 也就为你们不住地祷告祈求, 愿你们在一切属灵的智慧, 悟性上, 满心知道神的旨意。
Paul prayed that the Colossians would know God's will.
保罗祷告哥罗西教会能够明白神的旨意。
So when we pray and ask God to reveal His will to us, what is that?
当我们祷告的时候呢, 我们是要主向我们显示他的旨意。
I'm sure these are not the only reasons, but when I hear about people discussing, oh, I want to know what God's will for me is, it's usually about work or school.
当时我觉得我常常碰到的是, 当我们讲到神的旨意的时候, 我们常常是, 想到是我们在工作或者在学校中的一些的事情。
Is it God's will for me to move to another state to work or things like that?
是不是神的心意要我离开这个州到另一个州去工作?
Of course, the Lord has will for us in those things as well.
我们当然知道神在这些事情上也有他的旨意。
But those situations don't come up every day.
但是这些的事情呢,并不是每天我们都要经历的。
As a matter of fact, those situations come up once a year is probably more often than we would like.
我们知道呢,这种事情若是一年有一次呢,我们就觉得发生的就够多了。
So what about for everyday life?
我们每天的生活怎样呢?
Did God have a will for them in their daily life?
对于, 我们每天的生活, 神有没有一个旨意?
So I don't know if you guys have a concordance or if you know what a concordance is.
有没有, 你知不知道在圣经这个编串可以查的那种, 可以编锁或者是查询的这种, 书籍?
So I looked up God's will in the concordance.
我在这个圣经的编串查询上, 我们找到这个神的旨意这个字。
There's more, but I found two that I would like to share with you.
那个索引中呢,有好多, 但是我可以在这里指出两点。
And that's in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, 3 to 5.
第一处是在帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章。
1 Thessalonians chapter 4, 3 to 5.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第四章第三、第五节。
It is God's will that you should be sanctified, that you should avoid sexual immorality, and that each of you should learn to control his own body in a way that is holy and honorable, not in passionate lust like the heathen who do not know God.
贴前第四章第三到第五节，神的旨意就是要你们成为圣洁，远避淫行，要你们个人晓得怎样用圣洁尊贵守着自己的身体，不放纵私欲的邪情，向那不认识神的外邦人。
Well, the other one is in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5:16-18.
另一处是在帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章第十六到十八节。
1 Thessalonians 5:16-18.
第五章十六到十八节。
Be joyful always. Pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
十六节，要常常喜乐，不住的祷告，凡事谢恩，因为这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。
Although this letter was written to the Thessalonians, it applies just as well to the Colossians.
虽然这帖撒罗尼迦前书是写给帖撒罗尼迦的教会，但是也适合于哥罗西的教会。
God's will is for them, each one of them, to be sanctified.
神希望我们每一个都能够成圣，成为圣洁。
To avoid sexual immorality.
远避淫行。
To control their bodies.
能够守着我们自己的身体。
To rejoice always.
能够不断的喜乐。
To pray continually.
不住的祷告。
And for them to give thanks in all circumstances.
凡事谢恩。
When we think of ourselves,
当我们想到我们自己,
as a matter of actually, when we have faults, when we fall short in these kinds of matters,
当我们有缺点，我们没有办法达到神的要求,
we sometimes it's easy for us to be blind to them.
我们常常容易看不到这些的缺点。
But isn't it amazing when we see faults in others?We see it so well.
但是呢，当我们看别人的缺点的时候，我们的眼睛往往很明亮。
So when the Lord gives us the grace to see that we fall short, or that we don't do things in a way that's pleasing to Him,
我想我们看到我们自己的缺点呢，这就是神的恩典。
We really need to humble ourselves.
我们需要很谦卑。
And bow before the Lord and ask Him to give us the grace to submit to His will.
我们要在他面前屈膝，来要求他向我们借着恩典向我们显明。
Because all these are God's will for each one of us as well.
这些都是对我们每一个人的他的旨意。
It's true what college we go to, what work we do, who we marry, where we live, all these things are important.
对我们来说，我们去哪个学校学习，在哪里工作，怎么结婚。对我们来说都是重要的。
But when we put these things in eternal perspective,
当我们把这些放在神那个永远的旨意当中的时候，
it really pales in comparison to those things that He really wants for us.
那相比较呢，就刚才我们读的这些神的旨意呢，就更加的高。
And we pray this in order that you may live a life worthy of the Lord.And may please Him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work. This is back in Colossians.
哥罗西书刚才我们读到的，这里特别讲到说，好叫你们行事为人对得起主，凡事蒙他喜悦，在一切善事上结果子，渐渐的多知道神。
Bearing fruit in every good work.
在一切善事上结果子。
Work. Work.
工作
or labor,
或者是我们的劳力。
Let's first take a look at this work from a purely secular perspective.
我们从这个不属神的人来看工作。
From a secular perspective, we have we kind of rank certain work, don't we?
当我们从这些世上的人看的时候，我们知道工作呢有不同的层次。
We think that some work is better than others.
我们想到有些工作比另一些工作要好。
Doctors, lawyers, engineers.
我们想到是医生啊，律师或者是工程师。
Let me ask the young people who are in college or younger. Anybody want to be a doctor?
我们看我们当中年轻人有没有想做医生的举手。
Only one? This is...
还有一个弟兄举起手来。
I'm going to ask the parents in a minute. So we only have one aspiring doctor. Anybody aspire to be a lawyer?
有没有人愿意做律师
?Okay. Okay, I see one. Engineers?
有没有做工程师的
?Okay. Wow, I'm so surprised.
我有点吃惊。
All these Chinese people and three hands to be those professionals.
我们只看到三个人举手。
Okay, how about the parents? Who wants their son or daughter to be a doctor?
我们这些做父母亲的有没有让要希望孩子们做医生的？
One, two, three, lawyers.
三个。
Who wants their children to be lawyers?
谁想使自己的孩子成为律师？
Okay. Who wants their the children to go to college or and beyond?
谁希望自己的孩子上大学并且继续深造？
Okay. We had, you know,My guess is that at least half of the adults here have high education.
我想呢，在我们当中，肯定有超过一半的是受到过高等教育。
At least 50% here have master's degree or higher. That's my guess. I don't know, but
我猜测我们当中呢，差不多有一半以上的人呢是得过硕士学位和以上。
Because we as Asians have a very high standard for education.
我们呢这些亚洲人呢对于这个教育非常的重视。
Actually, that may be a stereotype, but that's half true, right?
这有可能是大家都认为的情形啊，或许也是真的。
Okay. Any young people want to work for the sanitation department when they grow up?
有没有这个年轻人愿意去做清洁工？
Are you serious? Just kidding, okay.Anybody aspire to be the best French fry maker at McDonald's?
有没有愿意去做这个做出最好的这个那种食物啊 就是一种法国的这样的炸的薯条，谁做的最好？有没有这个立下心志要做最好的薯条
？For me, I do want my children to study.And get a college education.
对我来说呢，我是特别希望我的孩子呢能够进入大学啊，得到教育。
Because if they don't go to get a college education, they have to do manual work.
他若是不经过教育，他就要做很多一些的劳力的活。
And those of you who've cut grass and done yard work is backbreaking work.
我们知道我们这些去割过草的我们知道呢就是非常劳力的工作。
And I thank God, I do have a bad back, and my wife hired some people to cut the grass a few years ago, and so we've hired people to cut my grass.
因为我腰部不好所以呢我的妻子呢去找别人来割我们的草。
But they do have, it's backbreaking work, and I don't want my children to have to do that for a living.
那我们也知道呢，这些工作确实是存在的，但是我不希望我的孩子去做这些的工作。
But that's my desire for them.
这是我的心意。
We do have opinions about work. However, all work is important.
我们都对工作有不同的意见，但是呢，工作都是重要的。
All work is necessary.
工作都是需要的。
And all work is good.
所有的工作呢都是好的。
I kind of joked about picking up the garbage, but if nobody picked up my garbage, what would happen?
我们常常会开玩笑说这些收垃圾的，但是呢我们若是没有收垃圾的，我们就很难想象。
If everybody who works in just the bridges and the tunnels, what would happen?
我们若是每个人都去在这个桥梁上工作。
I didn't say that right. If everybody who works at the bridges and the tunnels took the day off, imagine what would happen.
若是这些在桥梁或者是这隧道工作的这些人都会休假了，那会发生什么事情？
There are many people who are willing.Maybe they're not willing, but they, because they don't have a choice, they do things that are necessary in our society.
在我们的这个社会当中呢，我们常常是因为必须要去做一些事情。
Just as our body has different parts,
就像我们的这个身体呢，有不同的器官、不同的组织。
Every part of our body is necessary for this body to function properly.
我们的这个身体的每一部分呢，都要彼此配搭才能够正常的运行。
And in our society, there are many members in the society that are integral part, that are essential, that are very necessary for the society to function properly.
同样的，在我们的社会中呢，我们不同的这些的工作呢，它要彼此的配搭，才能够使得这个社会能够正常的运转。
So no matter what work we do,
不管我们做什么工作
，we just need to be faithful to the Lord in the work that He assigns us to do.
我们就是要忠心于神给我们交给我们的这个工作。
So in many people's minds, certain work is.Very lofty and high and good and desirable.
在有很多人的想法中呢，很多工作呢是非常的高、非常的高尚的、非常的大家都希望去做的一些。
And some work we regard as not so desirable, maybe kind of lowly.
那有些工作呢，我们觉得并不想去做的工作，而且是比较低下的工作。
So sometimes we bring this worldview into the church.
有时候我们就把这个世上的这种观点呢带到教会。
We may think sometimes some work in the church is more noble, more holy.
那我们就这样，有时候想到教会里的一些的工作，有些更加高尚，更加高一些。
And some work in the church we may think is not so desirable.
但我们有时候也觉得教会一些工作呢，觉得不是我们想要做的。
If we had a choice being, between being a missionary to Africa and being a children's Sunday school for five-year-olds,
若是我们有选择，一个是要去非洲去传道，一个是要在五岁的这个孩子们做这个主日学老师。
Many of us may think that, wow, you know, being a missionary to Africa, of course, is better.Or more noble, or a higher calling than being a Sunday school teacher for the kindergarten children.
我们有时候会有这样的想法，就是到非洲去为神做传教士，更加的高尚，更加难得。而去做这个幼稚园的老师是比较低下一些。
Do we think that preaching is more noble or more holy than? Serving kitchen duty.
我们有没有想到，我们有时候在讲台上分享，比较我们在这个饭食的服饰上的工作，哪个轻，哪个重
？We may think that there's a difference.
我们也可能想到有些不同的地方。
But in the eyes of God, there is really not a difference.
在神的眼中，我想是没有区别的。
Because what the Lord is looking for is how faithful we are.To the service that He calls us to.
因为在神的看来，是我们是不是忠心于神给我们的工作。
Let's take a quick look at Moses.
我们看看一下，很快的看一下摩西。
Did Moses do great things for the Lord, or did God do great things through Moses?
是摩西为神做了很大的事呢？还是神借着摩西行了很大的事。
I don't know if you caught that. Did Moses do great things for the Lord, or God used Moses to do great things for the Lord?
我再说一遍, 就是摩西, 为神做了很大的事, 还是神借着摩西行了很大的事?
The fact of the matter is, God could have used anybody.
我们知道神可以用任何人。
If Moses in the basket, let's say the basket sank and he drowned in the Nile River.
若是摩西在这个红海中行的时候呢，洪水水来了啊，他淹死了。
Would the Israelites have been stuck in Egypt to this day?
你想会不会以色列人就会在这个埃及地到一直到现在也回不来呢？
God didn't choose Moses because he looked around and said, oh, you know what? Moses, he's got great leadership skills.
神并不是说看一下周围的人觉得摩西是唯一的一个有这样的领导才能的人。
God didn't look among the Israelites and say, you know, I looked at every single one of them. I looked at their skills and I looked at their qualifications. And Moses is the man. He's my guy.
神并不是看以色列每一个人，然后最后说，在你们当中的只有摩西有这样的一个技巧，能够把你们带出。
That wasn't God's process of selecting Moses.
这不是神选择摩西的这样的一个过程。
God, out of his sovereign will, picked Moses.
神用他自己的这样的这个主权来选择摩西。
For Moses' part, the Bible says Moses was faithful as a servant in all God's house.
在摩西这边呢，在圣经上讲到是摩西呢是对于神所交代的是完全忠心的。
We do recognize, I think all of us would agree that God can use anybody.
我们都可以这样承认，就是说神可以用任何一个人。
Not only anybody, but for any work in his kingdom.
也是做任何在神家中的事。
If God calls you to be a missionary to South Africa, South America, that's holy.
若是神呼召你到南美去传福音，那也是很圣洁的事情。
But if God calls me to wash dishes for a living, that is holy too.
若是神呼召我要每天来洗碗、刷锅，那这也是很神圣的。
So I would like to encourage us to kind of forget the world view about work or certain work.
我想来鼓励大家要忘掉这些世上对于工作的这些的标准，工作的这些的事情，这些的标准。
Because no matter what work it is, if God calls us to do it, that work is holy.
因为不管什么工作，若是神让我们去做的，这工作就是圣洁的。
So no matter what service our Lord calls us to do,
不管我们的主要我们做怎样的工作。
There's twofold purpose to his calling.
这个呼召呢，就有两层的目的。
One is that the Lord does want to use that service, that work, to accomplish something in the ministry.
一点就是主要确实用这个工作呢，来在他的工作中呢成就一些事情。
And the second thing is, the Lord wants to use that ministry or that work or that service to do something in us.
另一方面就是讲到神要用这样的工作，这样的服事呢，来对我们这个人来做工作。
So missionaries like Paul and Epaphras, God used them to spread the gospel.
像保罗和以巴弗，他们是神用来传福音的工具。
And God's purpose is to bear fruit from that ministry to save souls.
神呢，要借着这样的服事，这样的传福音来得到果子。
But God's work also is in Paul and Epaphras' hearts.
但是神也借着这样的服事呢，来对于保罗和以巴弗做工。
Because Paul and Epaphras have already received the gospel. They have already been saved.
因为保罗和以巴弗呢,已经早已经得到神的救恩。
And God's desire for them is to mature and to grow into the likeness of Christ.
所以神对他们的心意就是让他们在主里面更加成熟,更加的增长。
So of course, the Lord wants to accomplish something through the ministry.
当然,神要借着这些的工作来成就他的工作。
But those results are God's business, not ours.
这些的果效工作的最后的结果是神要定规的,不是我们定规的。
The results belong to the Lord, not to us.
这些的果效都是属于神的,不属于我们。
I'm sure when the service, the ministry that we were involved with, when it goes well,
我们知道当这些我们的服事有好的果效的时候,
every one of us will be tempted to, you know, right? Get proud.
我们呢常常有这样的一个试探,就是我们工作果效好的时候,我们就里面有骄傲。
But that is not God's intention for us to take pride in our ministry.
但是我们知道神的心意并不是让我们借着这些工作的果效呢,成为我们骄傲的原因。
To take pride in the results of the labor that we work with the Lord.
让我们借着这些劳苦的果效呢,我们自己的洋洋自得。
Because God is working in us through those ministries.
因为神更是要借着这些事呢,在我们心里做工。
Because Christ's likeness is we pray it is our goal, but it is God's desire, it's our Heavenly Father's goal for us to be more and more like Christ.
我们常常祷告愿我们能够基督在我们成形，但是我们也知道这是父神的心意，要让我们能够磨成他儿子的形象。
So when we are called to serve the Lord in any capacity, in any work,
当神呼召我们在任何一个工作，任何的情形来服侍的时候，
it's very important for us to remember that we ourselves are objects of God's work as well.
我们非常重要的一点就是我们知道呢，我们这个人也是神工作的一部分。
I heard that Brother Watchman Nee was once asked a question.
我听到有人讲到这个尼陀生弟兄呢，有一次问到。
I don't know if he was in England or a brother from England was visiting him, but a brother from England asked him for advice.
我们不知道他是去到英国访问的时候，还是英国弟兄去访问他，但是有一个英国弟兄这样给他讲。
This brother was a medical doctor and was about to go on to be a missionary.
这个英国弟兄呢是一个医生，他要去传为神传道的时候。
And he asked Brother Watchman Nee if he had any advice for him.
他就问尼陀生弟兄呢，有没有对他的一些的建议。
So Brother Watchman Nee told him that in your country, when a person is learning to drive,
在你的国家，你们要学开车的话，
student drivers have to wear a letter L on them.
你们的这些学车的这些的人呢，要有一个L这样，有一个L这个字母在他的身上。
Well, in this country, I think we do, but we put it on the car, right? Student driver.
在我们这个国家中呢，我们是在那个车上有一个牌子，写的是学生司机。
That sign tells all the other drivers that I'm a student. I'm just learning how to drive.
那个的标记呢，就是告诉大家我是一个学开车的，让大家呢注意到。So
the brother watchman told him, you need to wear this letter L on your heart as you go to be a missionary.
这个尼佛生弟兄就对他讲，你在你的心里面要有这样一个字母L。
Because when you go to be a missionary, you are there to learn.
你到去传道是要从神那里学习。
You are not there to teach, but you are there to learn.
你到那里不是去教，而是去学。
When we are serving the Lord, God desires to teach us.
我们在服侍神的时候呢，神愿意来教我们。
how we learn and how we are used of the Lord.
来学习, 我们怎么学习, 怎么来被神所使用,
may or may not have correlation with the fruit that it bears.
我们不见得这个学习过程不见得能够结出果效。
So obviously for us, we do want the Lord's work to be fruitful in the ministry that we serve in.
我们当然希望我们所参与的服事能有很好的果效。
But we should also have the desire for the Lord's work in our hearts to be fruitful as well.
我们也需要我们知道神在我们自己的身上也有 非常美好的果子结出来。
In our ministry,
在我们的教会的服事中,
if there is fruit,
若是有果子,
let's say for a kindergarten, Sunday school class, if there's fruit,
像我们在 孩子的服事中, 这些幼稚园或者是其他的, 我们要是有果子,
it is for God's glory.
这是, 因为神,
and as we serve the children,
当我们来服事这些, 孩子们的时候,
well, no matter what capacity we are serving the Lord,
我们不管是怎样的角色来服事,
when the Holy Spirit's work in us results in the fruit of the Holy Spirit,
神就要用圣灵呢, 来结出, 让我们结出圣灵的果子,
love,
爱,
joy,
喜乐,
peace,
和平,
patience,
忍耐,
kindness,
良善,
goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. When the Holy Spirit plants these seeds in our hearts, and there's fruit of these things in us,
圣灵就把这些的, 种子种在我们的里面, 能够让我们结出圣灵的这个, 所说的这个九个果子,
it brings glory to God.
这就为, 神带来荣耀。
I think we must admit, no matter what work we do, it's like 5% is what we say, and like 95% is what we do.
我们需要承认哈, 我们不管做什么工作, 常常是 5%呢是我们所说的, 95%是我们所做的。
Let's say we are teaching Sunday school class.
我们来举个例子, 就是我们去来教这些孩子的主日学。
What will touch the children is not the things that we teach them.
常常我们, 能够感动孩子们的, 不是我们教的一些东西。
It's about 5%.
或许也有只有 5%的。
It's our love that will touch them.
是因为我们对他们的爱, 我们能够来, 更多的来, 触摸他们。
It's our patience that will help them to see, that will make them see, wow, and wonder about Christ in us.
是我们的忍耐, 能够让这些孩子们来想到这个基督的性情。
When other people see us and sense Christ in us,
当周围的人看到我们, 并且能够感到, 这个基督的性情的时候,
that's what's going to make them want to be closer and be drawn to the Lord.
这是使得他们更加靠近主, 被主吸引的原因。
It is not our intelligence, it is not our talents, it's the fruit of the Spirit that comes out through our life that's going to change, that's going to touch the lives of the people that we're serving in.
不是我们的智力, 也不是我们的才能, 而是, 圣灵在我们身上结的果子, 能够, 能够长久地来影响周遭的人。
So the Lord does, by His grace, give us work to do.
神确实是借着他的恩典给我们很多的工作。
In this economy, we thank the Lord we have work to give us to earn a living.
在这样的一个经济衰退的时候呢，我们有工作就要感谢主。
We thank the Lord for giving us work in the church.
我们也感谢主, 让我们在教会中, 啊, 有服侍的机会。
We thank the Lord for the work that He gives us at home.
我们也感谢主, 在我们家中也有很多的工作要做。
In all of these work, God does want to use us to accomplish something in the lives that we touch.
我们知道这一切的这些工作呢, 神都是要借着这些, 让我们能够来影响到我们周遭的人。
But at the same time, God is working on us.
同时呢, 神也要借着这些事来对我们来做工。
So when we think about work, what do we value? Do we value the work itself? Or do we value the things of the Spirit?
当我们看到这些工作的时候, 我们在衡量工作的时候, 我们是衡量这工作的本身, 还是, 在工作, 做工作的时候, 这个灵?
Because we often spend a lot of time and effort to make the ministry better.
我们常常花很多时间, 使得这些教会的各项服事能够更好。
We pray for the ministry.
我们来为着教会的服事来, 祷告。
But do we value love, patience, kindness, goodness, the fruit of the Holy Spirit?
但是我们有没有能够重视, 啊, 也看重圣灵所结的果子, 仁爱喜乐和平, 忍耐恩慈良善, 信实温柔节制。
And do we spend time praying for these things in us and through us?
我们有没有为着 我们这些的圣灵的果子来祷告, 啊, 也借着这些能够彰显出去。
Because our Heavenly Father wants to see these things in us.
因为我们天上的父愿意看到这圣灵的果子。
No matter how big or how successful a ministry is,
不管我们的服事, 啊, 我们教会的服事有多, 成功, 啊, 多大,
If the person serving in that ministry is the same 10 years in the service from day one,
若是我们这个服侍的人和我们十年以前没什么区别,
then that brother or sister has wasted much time.
那这个弟兄姊妹呢,就这十年就白白浪费。
Because God's goal and desire is for us to be changed into the likeness of Christ.
因为这是神的心意和目的, 要把我们, 磨成神儿子的形象。
As successful and as fruitful a ministry is, we serving in the ministry should be changed as well.
不管我们这个这些服事有多大的果效, 多成功, 我们这个服事的人要被神在这个过程中得到改变。
The Lord will use every circumstance in our ministry, at work, home, and the church to change us, to circumcise our hearts.
神要用着我们, 无论是工作环境, 啊, 教会环境, 家庭环境, 来给我们心里面行一个割礼。
The picture of the gardener pruning.
我们想到是在这个园, 园, 园子的这个修剪, 这些枝子的这些园户。
The pruning is done to so that the branches can bear more fruit.
这样的修剪是要使得这个, 树能够更多的结果子。
A gardener plants seeds in the garden.
这些园, 种园子的要, 把这个种子种下去。
Plants those seeds with an expectation of a harvest.
他们种下去就要希望有这个丰收。
Let's read Gospel John chapter 15:1-8. And we will finish with this reading. Gospel John chapter 15:1-8. I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener.
我是真葡萄树, 我父是栽培的人。
He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, so that it will be even more fruitful.
凡属我不结果子的枝子他就剪去，凡结果子的他就修理干净，使枝子结果子更多。
You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you.
现在你们因我讲给你们的道已经干净了。
Remain in me and I will remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me.
你们要常在我里面，我也常在你们里面。枝子若不常在葡萄树上，自己就不能结果子。你们若不常在我里面，也是这样。
I am the vine, you are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing.
我是葡萄树，你们是枝子。常在我里面的，我也常在他里面。这人就多结果子，因为离了我，你们就不能做什么。
If anyone does not remain in me, he is like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire and burned.
人若不常在我里面，就像枝子丢在外面枯干，人拾起来扔在火里烧了。
If you remain in me, and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be given you.
你们若常在我里面，我的话也常在你们里面，凡你们所愿意的，祈求就给你们成就。
This is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples.
你们多结果子，我父就因此得荣耀，你们也就是我的门徒了。
Okay, let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father, we pray that your word would remain in us.
天父，我们祷告你的话能够在我们的里面。
And that the seed of your word would bear fruit in our hearts.
你话语成为一个种子在我们里面能够生根发芽，能够结果子。
To bring you the glory and the honor and the praises that you deserve.
能够带给你所当得的一切的荣耀。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.